Christ, and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Prison, etc., etc. To set someone free, to stop holding, to set free from restraint, confinement, or servitude, to let go. I'm reminded of a quick story. Most of y'all have heard me say it hundreds of times. I'm going to tell it for the 101st time. There's a man that fell over the side of a hill, and he was holding on to a branch. It was a long way down to fall. And he said, "Is anybody up there can help me?" And he heard a voice came from heaven and said, "Let go." And like many of us, he thought about it. But he said, "Isn't anybody else up there can help me?" See, in order for some of us to experience this release, we're going to have to let go. Amen. You're going to have to let go and let God. You have to let go and trust God. What God has been working toward in your life right now is to bring you into a place of trusting Him. All things right now are working together for the good. To them that love God, no matter if it looks like a difficult or impossible situation, God is working it for your good. So it means to set free from restraint, confinement, or servitude, to let go, to relieve from something that confines, burdens, or oppresses. Somebody say release. The prefix is re. That means you're doing something again. Re. You're doing it over. Re. You know, when before the Holy Spirit came, Jesus did something very interesting. He breathed on the disciples. He said, "Receive the Holy Ghost." The Holy Ghost hadn't come into the earth, but he was putting something on his disciples. Receive a position you lost. Take back again a stature you had in the beginning. You know, that was a war fought. The authority of earth was lost in a garden, in a pristine environment. Everything was perfect. But man, his throne was abdicated by the enemy. He took it, he stole it. But we see Jesus warring in a garden. Amen. Come on, see, this thing is going all the way back to origins. Adam and Eve lost it in the garden. Adam lost it. The second Adam warred in the garden. The first Adam rescinded from being a spirit-led person to becoming soulish. The second Adam warred. He said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful and heavy, even unto death. But he warred in his soul until his spirit took its proper place again. The battle was won in the garden. He came out and he said, let us be going. Shall I not drink of the cup that my father's given to me? We don't see him back up. We don't see him flinch. We don't see him stutter. We don't see him do anything from that point forward. Because he won the battle of the soul. God is releasing to us the earth. You see, the word lease means a contract by which one conveys real estate or equipment or facilities for a specified term and for a specified rent. A piece of land or property that is leased. You know, with a lease, if you fall too far behind on your lease payment, they come in for your car. The repo man, you know. They come in, but you know, you're going to have trouble because you're not upholding the terms of the lease. But as long as you uphold the terms of the lease, it's in writing. Amen. They can't do anything to you. It's in writing. Well, see, God leased the earth to man. I'm going to show you how he did it so that you can experience this season of releasing. Because man gave it up, but Jesus came and got it back. All right? And he offers it to us. And it's a matter of choices. Let's look at this in Genesis chapter number 1. And I hope to get to where I can talk a little bit about the pure language. God said he's going to give his people in the last days a pure language. You see, because language establishes boundaries. Every time we go into Africa, in some places in Africa, you can be in a village or a city, fairly large. No telling, and I know in some places there are 50, 60 different dialects. And the language establishes borders. Language will establish borders and boundaries. Language either divides or it unites. And God said, in the last days, I'm going to give my people a pure language, a kingdom language, in order to establish kingdom boundaries and borders in the earth. You know, you can be on a block with other people and, God forbid, but no one else being blessed but you. Hello? You be amongst a lot of people and they be missing the mark, but you be hitting the bullseye every time. Isaac was told to sow. It was famine all over. But he obeyed God, sowed, and while famine was everywhere else, he reaped 100-fold. Come on, tell somebody, it's time to defy the natural order. Some of us have been living so carnal-minded and so natural-minded that we've left off the fact that we are first spirit beings, that God speaks to our spirit man. The true guidance is in our spirit, so our soul has to be renewed like Christ fought in Gethsemane. Look here, he fought in Gethsemane. Gethsemane means wine press. He fought. You have to learn how to fight in the midst of pressure and not back off and give up and give in and buckle up under pressure. No, you've got to tell somebody, get out the mental ghetto. Amen. We've got to become strong mentally. Amen. That's the soul realm. It's got to be transformed by the renewing of the word. Our mind is renewed by the word. The word has to go into our mind and renew and fortify our mind. That's where the enemy will fight you. He knows he cannot stand toe to toe with you when you are in the spirit. So he comes against your mind. And the first thing he says is, God hath not surely said. Here in Genesis, let's read this together. In Genesis chapter 1, amen. Somebody just praising the Lord. Verse 3, just say it with me. And God said.
And God said.
Verse 6, and God said.
And God said.
Verse 9, and God said.
And God said.
Verse 11, and God said.
And God said.
Verse 14, and God said.
And God said.
Verse 20, and God said.
And God said.
Verse 24, and God said.
And God said.
Verse 26, and God said.
And God said.
It goes on and on through the rest of that chapter. Verse 29, and God said, and then God blessed. But all of creation came into existence because God said. He released words. Words full of faith, filled with power, potency. Amen. I like to say it this way. If this green plant here, if God were to say that's not green, that's purple. When he said it, you look at it the second time, it will be purple. Because everything God says is. You know, listen, God don't think about stuff. Let me think. No, he just declares. His thoughts are not like our thoughts a lot of times, just wavering and trying to figure out. God doesn't have to figure out anything. Come on, there's all authority, omnipresence, omnipotence, omniscience. It's all. He's self-contained. You know, God doesn't need worship. Ain't nothing insecure about God. As a matter of fact, our obedience or disobedience don't move God. He loves us and he nurtures us. He takes time with us to bring us in that, but because you disobey. Heaven ain't all confused about you disobeying. Even when you're wise like a serpent, that's for your good. Whether you're wise or foolish, heaven is still going on. So all these things are for our sake. Thank God he's a God of love, a loving Heavenly Father that cares for us. Amen. But here I want you to see that God established the earth through decrees, what he said. In the book of Job, it says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. Tell somebody right now, stop guessing. Look at somebody else, tell them, you too. Look at somebody else, tell them, you too. Look at everybody, say, all y'all.
All.
Stop all this guessing. Stop all this trying to figure it out. Listen, we got the answers right here. It's all right here. All right here. Tell somebody, stay with the book. Help me, Holy Ghost. I feel so many frequencies here right now. But you know, the ultimate goal is faith rest, where you cease being anxious over your circumstances, over your environment. You know, before you can truly rule, you have to rest. No rest, no rule.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perform.